Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Here we go. This is Lock and Load, and on the phone is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and he's on his way back from a training. And how you doing, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. I'm actually on my way back from Tennessee. I was in Camden, Tennessee, using the Tactical Response Range Facility.
Right.
To do a private training gig. And of course, it was the first training gig of any kind, official or unofficial, for me in a little over a year.
Right.
It went extremely well. I might add, for me, especially because one thing that I kept to myself, but I used as a learning point.
Right.
Which, you know, I kind of use myself as a learning point probably all too often. But due to my recent madness, I have not fired in over a year. And I specifically chose not to gear up and do any kind of gun work prior to this gig.
Right.
In order to see just how much, if any, my actual ability deteriorated, you know, over the last year or so. And I'm pleased to find out that there was hardly any degradation in my overall performance at all. And I was very pleased with that. The only downside to it was timing. There were some elements of timing, visual timing, you know, visual and physical synchronization in respect to timing aspects that were off. But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you go in and expecting that to be off a little bit.
Right.
So you just tone it down a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't just go, you know, blazing guns, you know, first opportunity. But I kind of smoothed into the gun work side of the gig. And I was very pleased with my overall performance. Hardly, if any, degradation in my ability whatsoever. And of course, that's running, you know, an S-Dave rig with a G45
right.
millimeter.
Right.
Running night vision sights. I cannot say enough about the night vision sights. Love them.
Night vision sights. So,
vision, like nuclear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
F-I.
Glow in the dark.
S-I-O-N.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Gotcha.
But some other aspects of one of the biggest, there was an element of, well, I guess you could say I split this gig into thirds. There was a third committed to weapons skills and ability. A third committed to instructional ability, which I primarily focused on communication skills. Because frankly, you know, a lot of dudes don't think about it, but you know, your failure to communicate with a student doesn't make that student stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And people have a tendency to get frustrated real easy when they are not communicating, and if they don't learn how to control that and approach the same problem from a different direction, it can be problematic in respect to whether or not that student is able to comprehend and in turn apply what you're telling them.
Right.
Meaning you're not doing your job, because your inability to communicate doesn't make the student stupid. And getting that point across and getting people to understand the value of communication in the first place gives them a totally new perspective on how to go about communicating only those things that need to be communicated in a clear and concise manner to get a positive result. And then, of course, the remaining third of the gig was focused on elements of leadership. You know, because, for example, if you're going to lead a cadre, for example, say if you're going to be the primary instructor and have, you know, X number of assistant instructors that you are responsible for training and executing training on whatever scale, you've got to be wrapped tight, and your cadre has to be wrapped tight. It becomes a much the standards must be established and maintained across the board. You know, you should be able to ask, any student should be able to ask any one of the dudes on the cadre the same question and in a sense get the same answer.
Right.
Now, it might not be in the same verbiage, but it's basically the same answer. You see what I mean? So
there's a
certain amount of standardization that has to happen. A tremendous amount of work has to go into the standard operating procedures. You know, what is the job? How to break it down? What is your mission essential? You know, how do you break down your mission essential task list? Well, you do that from your mission statement. You see what I mean?
Right.
And these are all things a good leader already knows and understands because he's responsible for doing it and leading by example and setting the standard. So it went really well. I was very pleased with how everything turned out. Now, we did get beat up by the weather a little bit, but, you know, it's no big deal.
Was it rain or heat?
They say if it's rain, a little bit of both, but it was primarily the rain, and it wasn't just rain. It was like you flipped a switch and the thunderstorm came on. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't, here's a little bit of rain to deal with. It's like, here, deal with this thunderstorm in your face for the next 45 minutes and then recover from that and stand by for another one. It was pretty weird, but you could tell it was wearing on nerves. And my biggest concern was lightning. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Well, hey, you know,
because there's nothing like standing in an open field with a lightning rod. You know.
Hang on, right there.
Contact.
Hang on right there with the lightning rod. We'll pick it up at the lightning rod. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and we were just talking about certain things that he has in place in his training and everything. And in Camden, they were having a few thunderstorms, and you were worried about a lightning strike. And how did you see any lightning while in Camden while you were trying to train?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. That's why we bagged out, because I was more concerned about getting struck by lightning than anything. When the thunderstorms roll in, I mean, they roll in, and it happens quickly. So I did something new. Check this out. I'm going to give a shout out to a a friend of mine, Mike Freeman, in Florida, coming off the tail end of my latest unpleasantness, in order to get me out of the house and start moving around. Mike is heavily involved in the skeet realm back home around Tampa. And he invited me out skeet shooting. Well, of course, you know, I, in turn, took to that like a duck to water. I'm really enjoying my interaction with Mike and the whole introduction to the skeet thing.
Right.
So I bought a hand thrower in respect to doing some of the things I was going to do for this gig. Bought a hand thrower, a couple of cases of targets, a couple of hundred rounds of 8-shot, and brought my Mossberg JM940 Pro. You know, the Jerry Mikulik competition shotgun?
Yes, sir.
Holds 10 rounds. And we had a little combat skeet work one afternoon up here. And, well, you know, no bird survives.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? You got 10 rounds to work with. So if you miss them on the first or second shot, you just follow them up until you kill it. But, you know, it's got to happen before it hits the ground. It's called combat skeet.
Okay.
And that shotgun handles extremely well. Fast follow-up shots is definitely the tool for the job. But all in all, man, I feel really good. It took me a day or two to kind of shift gears and realize that this just was more than an outing for me. It was my first opportunity to get back on my feet, get back on the range, evaluate where I'm at. I'm not exactly up to speed or where I would like to be yet, but that's okay. I'm a little further ahead than I thought I would be, so I'm good with that. Now it's just a matter of put my nose to the grindstone, get my discipline back in place, and do what I need to do to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Indeed. Okay.
What do you, what else you got?
Well, I mean, I find that I'm glad that you're so are you planning now as you come back? You've been up there. Camden's a pretty hot place too. And you've been out in some hot bad weather. So when you come back to Florida, will you be getting out there and further testing and looking at yourself and trying to
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because actually coming up here to Tennessee was a little cooler for me.
Oh, okay.
It was only say mid-90s up here, and it was high 90s to low 100s when I left Tampa. So it was just a little bit cooler for me to come up here.
Right.
The heat up here didn't bother me at all. The only thing I was concerned about up here was the lightning.
Right.
I've seen what that does to people, man. It's not pretty.
No, I would imagine it isn't. I've seen pictures. I've never seen anybody up close. When I was in the service, they took us out of training and would put us into some sort of a area that was supposed to be deemed safe.
Correct. I don't believe there's such a thing, man.
Well, no, not with lightning.
I don't think there's anything safe from lightning.
Lightning bends, doesn't it? It'll shape as it comes to you. If it wants you, you're done.
Lightning, there was a story, which was fact. I said it's a story, but it is a factual story. Around Fort Bragg, when it was Fort Bragg, there were some guys up in the Uwharrie Forest west of Fayetteville there, and a bad storm rolled in on them, a lot of lightning strikes. One dude crawled into a cave, and the lightning went into the cave and got him.
Wow.
The other guy that chose not to go into the cave did not get hurt. But I mean, you know, that's like a, I don't know, call it an urban legend or something.
Right.
But I mean, I'm thinking electricity's pretty fluid. It can do what it wants.
Yeah, it'll bend.
Yep.
It'll come for you.
That's one thing I know I personally don't have anything to do with is electricity. If you can't turn it off or on, I don't mess with it.
One time I was tuning the radio in my track, and I actually accidentally touched the ground while it was hot.
Right.
I had no control over anything, but it let go of me really quick. I mean, it just knocked me across the track really quick. I'm sure it looked quite funny. Of course, I was young and stupid, and I looked around, and my sergeant was just shaking his head like, I told you not to do that.
Right. Well, if you ever find me electrocuted, man, call the cops because somebody did it to me. It won't be because I did it to myself.
It won't be an accidental.
No, it won't be accidental. I don't do that.
You heard it here.
So how are you working out on your kit, man? Where are you at on that?
So on my kit, right. So the beauty of the Staccato line of pistols, if you have a holster that fits one of them,
right,
fits them all. Same geometry, no matter how small or big the gun gets. So that was sort of nice. If you like what I have done with the holsters that I own for the guns that are longer, which I don't keep the guns that are longer because they're just not really a practical gun to me. But for the guns that are longer, what we've done is we've squared off the ends of both the holsters that I have because I have both an inside the waistband and outside the waistband holster. It works with all of them. So, of course, when I went to the range this past weekend, I couldn't find either one of those. So coming up on the next break, I will tell you what I have started doing, and I'll see what I get from you and see what you think about it.
All right, dig it.
Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on Facebook at Dave Harrington, or Super Dave Harrington, you can find him on Instagram at SDave_Harrington, and he has a YouTube channel called Super Dave Harrington as well. He is getting back on the road, he's getting back in the gigs and all the other stuff very shortly. I would expect to see Combat Speed LLC come back into being, and then you can book a class with a guy that a lot of the instructors that you think are the superstars. They are the ones that like to train with Super Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News update. A federal judge in Florida has pushed to May 2024 the prospective date of former President Donald Trump's criminal trial over his handling of classified documents left at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The judge rejecting an effort by the former president to delay the trial until after the 2024 presidential campaign. Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as over 90 million Americans across multiple states are reportedly under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, joins Fox News and gives an update on how his state has been dealing with triple-digit heat.
Well, fortunately in Arizona, people who've been here know how to deal with the desert heat. Now, this is a bit extraordinary for sure. What we're doing is you're seeing a lot of water stations come up. People are being recommended to stay inside.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We were just talking about him. Now we're going to talk about me for a minute. I went to the range this past weekend, Super Dave, to review two Staccato pistols, the Staccato CS, which is the very small concealed carry gun, and the Staccato P, which is the larger service gun. Of course, the Staccato P shot better because it was bigger and heavier, but that was not what I was trying to do. The thing that I was trying to do with the carry gun was I decided to carry it in the sticky holster, and I did a few draws from the sticky holster and to stick it on target. I was pleased with my results.
They're pretty good.
Now, here's one thing, though, that I was thinking about as I go with it. I have been shooting so many striker-fired guns that it is a little bit of a conscious thing I'm having to do. I'm not doing it unconsciously yet, but knocking the safety off.
Right.
That's a thing I have to consciously do, and I don't think I'm actually doing it in the right place of the draw. Because I don't have the safety off when I'm actually all the way fully extended. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my immediate thoughts are to not discuss where the safety on a 1911 actually comes off in the action of a draw strut.
Right.
Because it is certainly a skill-related issue. It depends... excuse me, I got a frog in my throat.
Oh, no.
The thing about it is, the 1911 has always been known as a professional's gun for a reason.
Right.
It is very unforgiving. And it has basically two working parts that will not forgive you. And they are the safety and the trigger.
Right.
And people screw them up all the time. So, I would really rather avoid speaking to when it comes off in a draw stroke, because it's actually an issue with your ability level and how well you are capable of controlling not only the gun, but yourself while you're doing it. See what I mean?
I do.
And there's no way I can provide a visual demonstration over the radio. So I'm gonna take a pass on that one, bro.
Yeah. Well, let me give you the other one.
I will answer your question, though.
Okay.
If you were taking the safety, if you specifically, or you, if you were taking the safety off and the pistol is at full presentation already, that's way late, dude.
Well, that's what I was
thinking. You should already have removed the safety prior to full presentation. But it depends on your skill and your ability and how quick you are getting the weapon oriented on target. Because, see, as soon as you physically get the weapon oriented on the target, you're free to take it off safe and acquire the trigger. But I can't provide you a visual with how that works.
Right. Well,
and that's about all I'm going to say about it.
I understand. So in my dealings with Staccato, I do a few interviews here and there with Todd Jarrett.
Okay.
Now, Todd is of the opinion that with a safety, if you're going to swipe a safety, his draw has gone from coming up and straight into his chest and then punching out to simply pulling the gun and then sweeping it up as he extends his arm.
Okay.
And the reason he does that, the way he explained it to me, was that halfway through the sweep, he is off safety and ready to go, although his finger's not in the trigger guard. It is only when he gets his hands, when his other hand catches up to the other one, because he's not meeting in the middle, he's catching up with the support hand. It's only when his other hand gets there does he stick his trigger finger in there. When he does it that way, and I've watched video of him doing it, I mean, it's you hear the click halfway through of the safety, and then as soon as he's on extension, the round is going downrange.
Yeah, I can see that in my mind's eye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've watched him shoot quite a bit. Plus, I mean, Todd Jarrett can do whatever he wants, man. He's like, you know, within the realm of common sense. I mean, he's like, I don't know how many times world champion.
I think it's 4 or 5 times. You know, I don't know.
He's got it figured out.
Yeah. I think it's 4 or 5 times. I don't know what he shot when he was coming up at the world championship. Although with the Staccatos, he is certainly something to be reckoned with. About, probably on par with you with your Glock, I would think, at the very least. But with you, all right, with the Glock. Now, one of the beauties of a striker-fired gun is there is no safety to be concerned with. It's not even something that comes into your play, right? You're just drawing the gun and getting it on target, right?
Correct.
All right. So with you, what with your draw stroke, are you drawing up and coming to your chest and meeting halfway and then presenting with two hands, or how do you draw if you had to break it down?
That's a good question, dude. I haven't filmed myself in quite a while.
Yeah, no. Why are we talking about this? I'm gonna look you
back
up.
In the day.
Yeah.
The reason I learned to draw in the manner in which I did was because of the gear on my body.
Right.
You know, body armor, thigh rig, blah blah blah. So, yeah, the kit equipment that you're wearing is going to have a direct impact on how you physically interact with your weapons. So, yeah, I still have a baseline in that basic L-shaped action.
Right.
Right? However, working out of what I consider working slick, like with a simple S-Dave rig, I can't. I don't really think or I don't think about it, man. Once I make the decision that I'm going to mount the gun, it's done. The
right.
gun's on target. I don't pay attention to how I get it there because, you know, I don't try to overthink it because my body position may be skewed. I don't know what my body position is going to be until I'm there. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So you can't, like, do a comparative study and say, well, my draw stroke's always going to be the same. Well, it's not the same when your body position changes. You understand what I mean? But if you're looking for just, for the sake of conversation, straight up, you know, standing facing a target at X distance, what are you looking for? An A-zone hit in X amount of time?
Right. Well, hang on, I'll tell you, because we're coming up on the last break. I'm actually watching you present as we're speaking about this. Super Dave, okay. You can find him. I'm looking at his YouTube channel right now. You should be looking at Super Dave's YouTube channel. If you want to see how to shoot, the simplicity and the speed, I mean, it's like looking at Musashi. I like that comparison. Miyamoto Musashi. Super Dave, two kinds of the same guy. Check that out at Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When V&V came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The V&V gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's coming back from Tactical Response, and he's back in the saddle again, and I'm watching video of him as we're speaking, and we're talking about the draw stroke, because that's what I've been working on. That's what I've been working on. But when I asked Super Dave about his draw stroke, yours is so unconscious and so muscle memory. You don't know, do you?
Oh, no, I know.
Okay.
It's a deliberate action on my part.
Right.
But it is definitely hardwired. Once I'm committed, it's on. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's, but that's not to say if circumstances required, I could abort the draw stroke either.
Right.
You know, so you got to keep that in mind. There's no such thing. The reason I point that out is I do not believe that anybody should, like, think they should condition themselves to the extent they can go autopilot.
Right.
I don't believe in that autopilot mentality. It may be true about whatever, conditioning yourself, you know, where your subconscious mind can manage things. Well, I can't control that or not, but I don't like the implications of my subconscious mind taking over and controlling anything I do.
Right.
You know, you should be able to make conscious decisions from 1 second to the next, and, you know, therefore recall every decision you make, you know, an action you take.
Well, I mean, you know, looking at you draw and everything else, one thing that strikes me about you and the Glock 45, and I never had looked at it that close, you have a pretty big hand, don't you?
Yeah, my hand's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a Glock 26 in your hand.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does that aid you in control? You know, we are talking 9mm, after all. I can't be that much. Can't be that much control, right?
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
No. No, for real, if you have trouble managing recoil of a 9mm, you need to spend more time at the range.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of time at the gym.
Right.
Yeah.
A little time at the gym, a little better instruction, and more time at the gym.
Right.
Or the range. Anyway.
Now, the next thing I'm going to be working on, somebody sent me a AR-15 with a carbon fiber barrel.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm going to put a 1-6 LPVO on it.
Okay.
And let's see. That's about it. I'm not going to make it too heavy. It's already got a flashlight on it. I may run it with backup sights on it. I may not. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at one of your guns where you've got, it looks like a Trig and an aim point on a 90 degree mount, and
right.
You're not running backup sights. Yeah.
No.
Do you not need? Do we not need backup sites on the car?
On the gun.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, you know, the ACOG's proven itself. The aim point's proven itself. And the other reason I don't have irons on that rifle,
right,
is that Trigicon does not have a TD mount.
Right.
So, what's the point?
I understand. I understand. I also see that you are running a flashlight on a gun. Is that a flashlight on a, on the long gun? Is that a thing? Is that a needed, necessary thing, you think, in your opinion?
Not necessarily in an urban environment, but I mean where you're going to be, you know, outdoors a lot.
Right.
But you never know, dude. You know, you transition, even in an urban environment, you're going to find yourself transitioning indoors and outdoors quite a bit. And something that, you know, you need to consider is who controls the power grid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Indeed. Yeah.
If it gets to that point, who controls the power grid? So it's always good to have light, source of light.
What? I'm just watching you go up and down the range. I shouldn't be doing that while I'm doing a radio show. I'm curious about the chest rig you're wearing in that. Is that SOE or who made that?
Man, I couldn't even tell you. I've had that chest rig forever.
Right.
I believe it's Mayflower.
Mayflower. I mean, yeah, you've talked a lot about Mayflower.
Mayflower rig. Yeah.
Now, if you had to, now is that you want to be your dismount the car, jump out, and let's go Yogi Bear rig that you've got?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to do. We've talked about my Antifa welcome wagon bag. I'll have to tell you what's in it. Well, you know, I got a few minutes. I could tell you what's in it now. So right now, as of this minute, I have a pair of gloves. I have a chest rig with four spare magazines, a trauma kit, and it would carry two pistol magazines on it if I wanted. I have a AR-15 8-inch barrel, 300 blackout in the bag.
Right.
What else do I need to think about putting in there? Should I put hearing protection in
there? Headgear, dude.
Headgear.
Headgear. You need a piece of headgear.
Like a hat or a helmet?
No. Preferably, if you can afford it, a ballistic helmet.
Yeah.
The lightest, the highest speed, smallest, coolest looking ballistic helmet you can afford.
Right.
Otherwise, if you can't afford a ballistic helmet, you should at least have a Pro-Tec or something to keep you from just getting your brains bashed out.
Right.
With a skateboard.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I mean, it's all fun and games until you take a shot to the gourd.
Indeed. Indeed.
Something to protect your head and your eyes.
And what about ears?
Possibly a pair of goggles.
Yeah. Depends. Would you be looking at hearing protection that maybe could also have some commo stuck in it?
Why not?
Okay.
You could have some form of commo in the bag. Absolutely, I would absolutely have commo. But see, now dig this. I want to capture something.
Sure.
Okay. I'm gonna go metaphysical on you.
Okay.
Do you see how you're kind of asking me what to put in the bag? Like, if it's okay to put this in the bag?
I'm not worried about it being okay. I'm just...
No, just go with me here, bro.
Sure.
All I'm saying is, that's exactly my point. When you start talking about gear, that's one of the most difficult things that you can discuss with anybody, is kit and equipment. Because the individual has to decide whether it's going to work for them or not. You see what I'm saying? Now, people are going to ask for advice and look for advice, and that's perfectly fine. But what I'm trying to, kind of use, I ambushed you as an example,
right,
is instead of you asking me what to put in the bag, why don't you tell me what you already put in the bag and what you're going to put in the bag?
That will have to be something that we do next week because we've just run out of time.
Oh, man, dadgummit. But you understood what I was saying, right?
I did understand what you were saying. Yes, sir, I did.
All right, cool. Because it's your gear. You're the one that's got to use it.
Yeah, and it's in my head, my body, everything else. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave at Dave Harrington on Facebook. You can find him also on Facebook at Super Dave Harrington. You can also find him on Instagram at SDave_Harrington. And on YouTube, which everybody should go subscribe to his YouTube channel right now, Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. And coming soon, coming shortly, because he's working his way back into the groove, as it is, with the shooting and the training. You can pretty soon Combat Speed LLC, combatspeed.com, will be back up. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care.
Later. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.